Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Well, it's Thursday, of course, so we're checking in with Elizabeth Cooper with United Way Perth Huron with a campaign update. But we're also thrilled that Lisa Wild, Executive Director with Emily Murphy Centre, is joining us this morning as well. Welcome to both of you. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is so good to have you here. Well, Elizabeth, of course, let's start with you. We always want to know where we're at with the campaign.
You're right. We are just a month into our 2022 campaign, and hey, we're at 18% of our goal.
Nice.
So it's really sweet.
Yeah. Round of applause.
There you go. Yes, we can't quite light the 20% light bulb yet, but maybe at the end of this interview we might be able to.
There you go.
Always. Right? Give it a push.
That's awesome.
That's right. Yes, and you know, all our goals are of course all needs based. And to help us continue building our work. And one of our needs, of course, is Emily Murphy Center that we support here in Stratford. So we'll talk with Lisa in a few minutes.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
About that.
Well, again, we should just do a quick reminder. The LCBO Buy Local, Give Local, Love Local does wrap up October 16th. And the Youth in Action Grants, the deadline is October 14th. So both those deadlines fast approaching.
That's right. Yeah, so you can buy local and give local and love local by giving a few extra dollars when you go to the LCBO store. So, employees there will be asking customers to donate $2, $5, or $10 to support United Way during about 3 weeks of their campaign. So we really appreciate the support from LCBO employees to asking the question and helping us build brighter futures.
Mm-hmm.
And our Youth in Action Grants, we are accepting applications. And this is open for 14 to 25-year-olds who have any kind of idea to address pressing issues, social issues in the city or in the county, and we'll give you up to $1,000 to help you make your dream come true. So that application closes October 14th, so just a couple more days away, and information is available on our website for that.
That's right. Yeah, so the Youth in Action Grants, that deadline is tomorrow. So let's get Lisa Wild in on the conversation. Lisa Wild with Emily Murphy Center. Lisa, it's great to see you once again. Let's talk about just reminding folks, first off, what the Emily Murphy Center, what it's all about.
So the Emily Murphy Center is second stage housing for women and children who have experienced violence. We've been around since 1989, and of those years, the United Way has supported us for almost 20 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Through our Child Witness Program.
Okay, and let's talk about the Child Witness Program. What's that about?
Well, we know that children who witness violence in the home have as deep an impact as if they have experienced it themselves. And so when women come into our building with their children, we know that right away we need to step in and have some intervention for the kids who are coming as well. It's a scary time, you can imagine. And our youth worker does great things with the children that come through our doors.
Okay. And the United Way, Perth Huron, this campaign helps out with something, programs like this, if you will.
Oh, my goodness. We couldn't do this program without the United Way. We don't have funding from any other source for this program. And so it's been the United Way all the way through for, like I said, about 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And can we also talk about that I understand that the cupboards are a little on the bare side right now. Is that true?
Oh,
the pantries?
Yeah. One of the other services that we offer is some food assistance. As you can imagine, things get a little tight by the end of the month, and you're waiting for your next paycheck or your next check. And we help out with food assistance to the 20 families and our outreach families as well. So it's great to have that cupboard stocked. Right now it's very bare, probably the barest I've seen it.
Okay.
Yeah. So if anybody can help out with some food donations, that would be greatly appreciated.
And I know, Lisa, you and I have talked about the way we've been through this pandemic, which has been so tough for our community, including Emily Murphy Center.
It has been crazy making at times.
Mm-hmm.
We have been so busy. My staff has been incredible addressing the needs in our community. We have not turned anyone away, but our wait list is growing. And still,
mm-hmm.
even now as things are opening up, and we have the highest demand we've ever seen. So now more than ever, we need help.
Okay. And how can folks help out? What's the best way to get in touch or get more information, that sort of thing?
Well, the first thing you can do is you can help donate to the United Way,
mm-hmm.
of course, because we rely on them heavily. But you can make financial donations or food donations directly to the Emily Murphy Center, which is 67 Barron Street. And our phone number is 519 273-7350. And we take things like clothing, so coats this time of year. We take food donations, monetary donations. But first and foremost, help out the United Way. This is their campaign time.
Absolutely. It is campaign time. And again, with Emily Murphy Center. And Lisa, you and the staff there, thank you so much for everything that you're doing for the people at Emily Murphy Center and for the people of our community. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Jamie.
All right, let's get Elizabeth back on to wrap things up. There you go. That's part of what it's all about with this campaign.
Exactly.
Right there.
Exactly. It's stories like this that really make it real.
And resonate.
I mean, Emily Murphy Center counseled 52 children who witnessed violence here in Perth. That's an incredible amount of violence that children have witnessed. It's terrible. So yes, if you want to make a donation, you can certainly do it through the United Way. We have a big red Donate Now button right on our homepage. And you can also come into our office as well at 32 Erie Street.
All right. Perth, you're on .unitedway.ca. It's about the hashtag unignorable issues in our community. Lisa Wild with Emily Murphy Center and Elizabeth Cooper with United Way Perth, you're on. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie.